Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church in Fidelia with Go the Distance. Are you looking for joy in your life? I would like to suggest that you reject instant happiness temptations that are actually kind of a pathetic imitation of joy that comes from God. There's the lure of such movies or magazines that are not good, becoming a shopaholic that includes the promise of such things that it's going to make you happy for a time. Watch out for the hook and those lures. They're shallow attempts at happiness. They are pale, they're pathetic substitutes for lasting, deeper joy that Jesus offers. Secondly, search for ways that make others around you happy. Stop believing the lie that joy comes by putting yourself first, putting yourself ahead of others. Joy will come in your life through giving to those around you. It's better to give than receive, and that's true. What can you do today that would bring a smile to your spouse's face? What can you do this week that will cause your kids to say, "Cool," put a smile on their faces, and see that there's one on your too? Why? Because you're investing in important relationships. Step toward God and believe that He is a source of joy. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, I close my letter in these last words, be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage others, live in harmony and peace, and then the God of love and peace will be with you. It is something that we consciously work at to make an effort to be joyful. So my prayer today for you is that you would look for joy and make that a decision to be joyful.